Wrestling Soup is intended for a mature audience. We like to use naughty words.
You going to protect Conrad from the heat he has with the Wrestling Soup podcast? Okay, Adam, explain to me about the heat that Conrad has with the Wrestling Soup podcast.
Oh, joy!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And who the fuck is the Wrestling Soup Podcast?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's the name of their podcast? Wrestling Soup.
What?
I've never heard of it either.
Oh, really? Just go. Bye.
He sucks.
Shit. Everybody wants to do a podcast, huh?
Fuck off.
Motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Ooh.
Everybody wants to do a podcast, huh? Because you know they're just a bunch of dickheads.
This is
Wrestling Soup.
Come on, man.
It's such good shit.
What's the name of their podcast? Wrestling Soup Podcast. I gotta look them up.
That's so awful.
Hey, man, you know, a bad bunny, you know, is a bad. It's not a good bunny at all.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. You mean Enzo and Bad Bunny as a tag team? Come on now.
Oh, no, no, not Enzo. I mean, haven't we realized that they're clearly not... he's just, like, completely off the fucking radar for them. So obviously.
Yeah, they just killed his career and then never went back.
Oh, he got the Ken Kennedy treatment. Do you notice that?
Arguably, Kennedy may have deserved it. Enzo actually didn't do anything.
Wait a second. How did Kennedy deserve it, really?
He was
a drug addict, but it's if every wrestler that was a drug addict got one strike, you're out. I mean, who the fuck would be left?
I thought Kennedy actually hurt people, though, too. Like, he had a kind of a...
Yeah, no, all they do is hurt each other.
Well...
So what the fucking... Nia Jax was hurting people like a fucking every other week, dude.
Yeah, but come on. All right, I won't be so mean.
She had a hurting people like frequent flyer card, like when you used to go to a coffee shop back in the day.
Yeah.
And they'd punched a hole. Like, they'd be like, 5 injuries and you get a raise. 5 injuries and you get 2 months off from mental health.
5 injuries, like, you get to claim that you're the victim. Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Can I just have a scone instead? No, Nia, you can't have a scone.
Why does everybody get hurt by me? It's their fault.
Why does everyone get injured by the things that I do? Very inconsiderate.
Oh, man. And speaking of injuries, Big E, huh?
Oh, fuck. Oh, woo.
Yeah, right. So,
Jesus.
Obviously, man, that's been the buzz. You know, he took that Ridge Holland, kind of dumped him on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
With the suplex, and it landed badly, and it looked, and I was watching DT even talk about it, you know, yesterday too. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah. You can't really see it at first unless you slow it down. I'm like, no, you just watch it.
You don't got to slow it down.
This doesn't need Zapruder film level of technology. You can see that he fucking cracked his neck, man.
Yeah. It's pretty much there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God, dude. Yeah, that was this is tough because, you know, one of my big, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? One of my big issues
Gripes.
With as of late is if something bad happens, everybody goes, how can I use this to serve my interest? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they're like, how can I apply this to some way that I feel or something that I've said? But in this instance, why the Ridge Holland, right? Mm. How long has Ridge Holland been wrestling at this point?
Oh,
how long has
total?
He been wrestling?
I'm not even sure, man.
What? Like, could it be measured in weeks at this point? Like, I'm saying, like, what has he been around? A couple years, maybe 2 years, if that. They're like, he used to be a rugby player. And it's like, that's cool. I used to be a runner. And that's not happening anymore for me.
Right.
But. Like, what? So he used to be a rugby player, and now he's wrestling on television, and he's probably been doing this, I'm going to guess, 4 years?
2016. So 6 years.
Whew. That's what 6 years will do for you?
So he apparently did 2 years on the indie circuit, for three count, new gen, and title championship. And he went to NXT in 2018.
He went to NXT in 2018. Well, it sounds like we might not have still been ready. And this is the funny thing, right? You could say that. Well, the guy's been doing it for 6 years. You think he's not fucking ready for TV? You think that he can't do it? Some people fucking just aren't, dude. Right. They just aren't. And I remember somebody like when this all went down. Like I said, I don't want this to be like, I'm not trying to pull a Taz right now and be like, it's what happens when you can't give good suplexes like me. God,
yeah. Oh, fucking so asshole. Fucking douchey. It's like, Taz, that's not the time, dude.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, if only he could throw the good suplexes like me and my son that looks like a fucking anime character.
You know, because clearly I'm the guy who knows all the suplexes in and out. You know, they used to call me the suplex machine.
I was a machine of suplexes. You see, maybe if they sent my 140-pound son to throw Big E around, that would have ended much better. Like this. Yeah, that was fucking stupid. But no, like I don't want to be the fucking person, like I said, that, well, hey, I've been saying this and like, there it is. Ta-da. But somebody put up a list and it was like he'd had 153 matches, something like that.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, dude, most of the people I know, like even myself, like as a ref, like it was like, you have 150 something matches in your first 2 years, not even sometimes, right, where it's like you go to these shows and you work fucking, now granted, obviously you work one show a match as a wrestler, typically maybe two, but I'm, you know, you go to a show, you work four matches, three matches, sometimes it's fucking the referee has diarrhea, the other guy fucking car breaks down and you work up a sweat, but nonetheless you're sitting there, you're going 153.
Well, do you want me to break that down for you in years?
Yeah.
So that means that Ridge Holland has had 25 matches a year.
25 matches a
for 6 years.
25 matches a year.
A year.
Okay. So that's not even one. That's holy fuck.
That's not even one a week. Oh, that's almost, that is half of one a week. So he wrestled once every couple weeks.
Technically, he wrestled a half a match a week.
Yeah.
Is that how that works out?
A half a match.
I'm okay. Yeah. Half a match a week he wrestled.
So what they do is they would have him like in the middle. And they do the half a match, and then they would say to be continued, and then he'd come back next week and finish it.
Yeah, he'd tag out in the middle of a tag match and leave. Mm-hmm. That's how that goes. No, this is – well, that, it's so bad, man, because you look at that, and like I said, it, you start learning to break down people saying they've done shit for years once you've been around indies long enough, and you're like, yeah, but what – you can sit there and say, I've done this for fucking 30 years, and it's like, yeah, well, in that time – you know, did you come and go? Did you work, like you said, one match every fucking 2 weeks? Like, what does that do? Like, what does that really do for you? So, on paper, see, it says 6 years. But is it really? Not really.
I saw people trying to compare him to Braun when it came to, like, the length of time and stuff like that. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, there will always be blue chippers. There will always be freaks of nature that do a fantastic job and come fucking running out of the gates. That's why they become like these mega superstars, because they've learned everything in half the time that it takes other people, you know? And your argument, which is a real simple one, is 25 matches a year might not be enough to get it.
Yeah, that's not going to get you to where you need to be, dude. Right. Like, I mean, I hadn't reffed in two fucking years, and last night I was bad. Like, I did a bad job. Like, I felt it myself. Yeah, I didn't do good. And I just knew... But, like, I even went into the night not nervous, but knowing that it had been such a long time. I'm like, man, I might not fucking do well. Like, I just had that feeling. And unfortunately, I fucking got in my own head and I didn't do a good job. But, like, that's the reality of it. Like, you have to fucking be doing this.
Yeah.
You have to do it a lot, all of the time. And, yeah, of course, the people, you know, you still got a chance to fucking... idiot bullshit, but like, you look at you can fucking still do it. It's like, I wouldn't recommend it though. I wouldn't recommend that. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't suggest that to be like, and like I said, like you get in your head, like, oh, I still do it. I still got it. And then you go out there and you suck. And sometimes it's not even a matter of you had it and you lost it. Sometimes it's a matter of you just never fucking had it.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And
look, but he must have had something. I mean, just to be fair of the position that he's in, he must have had something to get all the way from where he was all the way into WWE. And it's got to be more than a rugby career.
Well, he looks like a wrestler.
Right.
I mean, he looks good. Like, that'll get you a lot more places in wrestling still, even with the whole, you know, you can look like a fucking a dumpster. You can be a big slob and you can still be a star. It's like, well, now the reality is still, if you want to make a couple $100,000 a year, you're better off looking like, you know, Ridge Holland than you are looking like Buddy Holly.
Than
like,
Hook? Yeah.
Than Hook. Well, no, but... Well, sadly, Hook gets to be somebody that passes as a big tough guy now. That's
Come on.
I'm not saying I approve of it. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but, you know, in the land of Hook is king, you know?
Come like, on. Holy shit. Who the fuck is looking at Hook and going, ooh, I got to cross the street when this guy comes?
The AEW audience. The AEW audience, which, by the way, like, one of the main reasons why we're like, fuck it, let's do something here is because we have to give WWE shit on a fucking small multitude of things. At least I do.
Yeah.
And this might be one of the first times you really hear me. When we get into it, I'm going to give
AEW. This isn't the first time we've shit on WWE. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. Just the first time. Yeah.
I'm in awe, and you are... humanely discuss it, and I totally understand it.
But still, going back to the fucking Ridge Holland thing, right? With this dude, this injury happening, Big E getting his fucking neck broken, and this is where, you know, you see people mad. You gotta fire this guy. You gotta get him out of here. Like, it's his deal. Like, it's his fault. The reality is, anybody given that shot is going to take it, and they should.
Right.
Like, if somebody was to call you, if you were a kid right out of college, right, sixth round draft pick, and Bill Belichick says to you, yeah, you're fine, go ahead, go play. What are you going to say? No. I don't think I'm ready, Bill. I don't know, Bill. You might.
Yeah. But I mean, honestly, that leads almost into what we're here for. You got to take the money.
I know, but like. But there's a difference there. But like, if you're given a shot, if you're given an opportunity to go and do something.
Just one shot.
Okay. Well, that's it. You might only get one shot in wrestling. Realistically, if somebody fucking calls you and says, hey, come here, we'll fucking pay you, we'll give you the opportunity to do it, and you say no, you might end up abyss.
Right. Well, like, not only that, we also have to remember this is – WrestleMania, Road to WrestleMania, not to be confused with the Road to AEW Revolution, but the Road to WrestleMania, and somebody calls you up to the fucking main roster, yeah, you're gonna fucking soft shoe that whole way in. There's no way. Like, dude, it's anybody. Who the fuck is going to deny a WrestleMania paycheck?
Who's gonna deny, if you're just a regular schmo, somebody calling you, and he was a rugby guy, right? Yeah. I'm going out on a limb and saying rugby guys aren't getting paid. MLB, NH, not even NHL. Like, I doubt they're making the big bucks. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a dipshit American. But in this instance, like, hey, you want to go on TV? We're going to pay you a couple $100,000 a year. Yes. And this also, too, like I said, they people, you got to fucking get this guy out of here. You got to fire him. This guy sucks. He's the shit.
I'm not on board that band camp either. I think that's a bit much, too. Look, it is an accident. Ultimately, it's an accident. Unless you're a fucking psychopath and you believe that Ridge went out there to purposely hurt Big E. You know what I mean? Clearly just an accident from either lack of training. Some people said that they were both too sweaty, and I didn't get that close to seeing like the high definition cells of fucking Big E and Ridge Holland, but that could have been a factor. Like, there's a lot of other factors that could have taken place, but ultimately,
I don't know. I was just going to say, I have some insider info on that. When people, specifically wrestlers, are in the ring, they sweat a lot.
Right.
Don't let that get out, but that's between you, me, and the thousands of people listening. But usually they sweat.
Right.
That's how that goes. So if someone's be like, those guys are sweaty. That's how that happened. What do you think they usually do?
Yeah, but that's got to be a fucking, that's got to be an environment, a work hazard. It does absolutely happen. Does. Yeah.
But I still think ultimately it comes down to this when we talk about the experience and we talk about having the ability to do something more, you know, when it comes down to it with the time that you're given. Do experienced people hurt experienced people in the ring?
Sure.
Of course. Absolutely.
All the time. Unfortunately.
But the difference is if you have an experienced guy who, you know, God forbid hurts another experienced guy on this level, he has the wisdom and has the capital to take that and do something with it. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't even know if WWE wants guys to do that anymore. There's been a few guys that have been injured on the roster, even recently, and it just feels like it's swept under the rug. I think the last time WWE openly acknowledged an injury on that level would probably have been Becky and Nia.
And you know why they did that? Because Becky can fucking work. That's why they... Because Becky's a worker. Nia's a... She exists. But Becky's a worker, and they knew, fuck, we can do something with this because Becky can talk about it and Becky can make something out of this.
Well, she immediately went with it. It was you that was immediately pointing out, look at her. She's spitting into her hand, rubbing it across her face. She knew exactly what to do at that moment.
Yes. And that's, once again, that's where the seasoning comes in. This is where you know what you can do with this. Now, if like a Kevin Owens, okay, right. Obviously they trust Kevin Owens to be Kevin Owens and do the shit he needs to do. That's why he's getting
shit. They trusted him enough to have him fucking stun and beat the shit out of Vince McMahon not that long ago, 5 years ago, or whatever, 4 years ago.
And they're trusting him to have Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right.
They're giving Stone Cold Steve Austin is saying, Kevin Owens, I trust you.
Right.
And WWE is saying, Kevin Owens, we trust you. So if that was to happen, say he was to have a match with whomever and he hurt them, you're telling me that they wouldn't say, go ahead, Kevin, go out there and fucking ham that up, play that up, make that a thing. Let's get this going.
Yeah.
Because they know he could do right by it. And still now, like I said, accidents happen. The fucking, you know, the green will hurt the green and will hurt the experience.
Do you think the people, like, because it's been so much backlash on it. Do you think a lot of people really are, and I joked about it a few seconds ago. Do you think people really thought Ridge wanted to hurt Big E?
No, they don't. I don't think they think that he wanted to. They just attribute the entire thing to him being green, which can happen and can't happen. But there's also a point too where, and you know, you hate to be like, oh well, Big E, blah blah blah. But there's certain people where you should look at him and go, no, like I don't.
Right.
Like, you look at him and you go, he's a big guy, right?
Right.
He's a big fucking guy. And if you're somebody that's smaller and you can take your own bump and you say to yourself, this guy could throw me no problem. But Big E sometimes has done shit in bit. Okay. Don't want to blame the guy. Like I said, once again, he's in a bad fucking spot. But is this not the motherfucker who's been fucking throwing himself headfirst through that second rope for years? And you, I, and anybody with eyes has said, this guy's going to kill himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big E sometimes doesn't seem to know that he's a Big E.
He's reckless sometimes. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a way that he's reckless to try and endanger himself, but I think he's reckless when he is for the audience's approval, for that big moment, for that shining moment.
Or he just doesn't, and I hate to say it this way, he doesn't take into account like what it, like his frame, his size. Like if you're, he's not a particularly tall guy. I think he's like maybe 5'8".
He's a brick. He's a fucking wall is what he is. Yeah.
And as somebody who's not in a fifth or the eighth or the 10th of the shape he is in, but has been athletic at one point, you still think to yourself, I can do X, Y, Z. Well, I hate to break it to you. You can't. You're not physically built like that. Do you know what I mean? Like at my best weight, my best health. Yeah. I could do a fucking backflip. Right.
Right.
I could do a backflip. Yeah. Cool. I could figure that out. Is it going to look nice? No, it's going to look like fucking Vader. That's what it's going to look like. It's not going to be great because you're not built like physically like a Ricochet who's got this lean athletic build to do this type of shit.
Yeah, but that's also the whole thing that we've gone into multiple times about big guys shouldn't be doing aerial moves. Big guys shouldn't be flying off the top ropes. Big guys shouldn't be doing fucking planches outside of the fucking ring. Like it does happen, and there are. It seems like it happens more now than it did even in the early 2000s.
Sparingly.
Yeah. Right. But it's a thing. There are absolutely talent out there that do that. That's a thing. And I don't necessarily put Big E on that same pedestal because I don't see him being that dangerous. And I say dangerous, but that's such a fucking catch can word because it's like, well, what do you mean he's dangerous? He's sloppy. No, I just mean the fact that you're willing to take a risk on a level that you probably don't have to.
Yeah, he doesn't need to do that. Right. I mean, that's...
And I agree with Lightning. Lightning is like, they shouldn't have had an overhead belly-to-belly suplex directly on the floor, though. Can we all agree on that one? It's like, yeah, they didn't need to do that, but that's one of those risks that Big E was willing to take for Ridge Holland in order to try and make this pop, in order for people to go, holy shit, that's fucking rough, you know?
Right, but you know what? It's not that they shouldn't have that, but... Who should be doing that? Like a Brock Lesnar should be doing that an aforementioned Ricochet.
Right. Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like that would have been a move no matter how not great of a wrestler he was. But like that's something that like if Braun Strowman decided to do that to an AJ Styles.
Yeah, nobody's gonna say shit about it and everybody
expects that's cake and ice cream. Right. They would have been fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, but that's it. Once again, it comes down to Big E.
Too giving?
Yeah, Big E was, it's too giving. I mean, that's a big part of it. Too giving, too trusting. And these guys do have to protect themselves to a degree. They have to know, like, I can't do this shit. And maybe someone will say, he's probably done that 100 times. He's probably done that 1,000 times. Remember when Pac hurt himself doing a fucking baseball slide?
Oh, the PAC, yes.
The PAC, you know me. He fucking had like one of the worst injuries he'd had doing a baseball slide. This is the guy that's flying around nonstop, crazy moves, Japan, all these spots. So just the idea of somebody being like, well, you know, fucking done it all the time. That means you're going to be fine. You're going to be safe. That's not how this works. That's not the reality of it. You can get fucking hurt doing anything. Like, you can get hurt doing anything in a wrestling ring.
Wrestling Soup will be right back.
It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Let me ask you something. Do you think people can get hurt greeting or taking photos? Or prop handling? Do you think people can get hurt prop handling, Joey?
I love the term prop handling. Yeah, they're fucking prop handling these people, all right. That's for sure.
So,
it's definitely a fucking prop handle.
And the whole reason that we're here, WrestleMania, WWE WrestleMania, is around the corner. And they need your help. That's right. Oh. WWE Superstore Access needs your help. Volunteers needed for WrestleMania Superstore Access. Billion dollar company. Volunteers needed.
Please come help us. We're in deep shit.
The most
we only put up record numbers of income this year.
Oh my
please, God, we need you to come volunteer.
Oh, it gets better. So the most stupendous WrestleMania week in history is coming to Dallas. An unprecedented Superstore Access will descend on Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. From Thursday, March 31st, Monday, April 4th, Superstore Access will include the largest assortment of WWE merchandise ever. Photo opportunities with WWE and WrestleMania memorabilia, an immersive experience through Undertaker's graveyard and more. Join us in providing a one-of-a-kind experience for the WWE Universe in Dallas. Volunteers must be 18 years of age or older. Positions include doggy, greeter, assisting with photo ops, prop handling, and volunteers will receive WrestleMania Superstore Access t-shirt.
Whoa!
A WrestleMania hat!
A hat? A whole hat?
And an entry into a public raffle for Monday Night Raw tickets.
Oh. Do you have my positivity horn? Do you have that for this? Gotta have that on cue. We need this. Holy shit. Wow. What an absolute fucking ridiculous. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You gotta hold on to that beaut. Mm-hmm. What a absolutely fucking embarrassing, like exploitive. This is really bad, dude. I know you find the humor in this.
Oh, I love this.
And I get it. Like, why you think this is funny, because it definitely is on a level. But I see this and I don't have the reaction to it that I would for my typically carny shit, which I would find this really funny from that perspective. But I see this as a $1 billion company that is going to Saudi Arabia and making disgusting money.
Yes.
That is doing everything they can.
Oh, let's not talk about the fact that the Peacock president, NBC Peacock, came out and said WWE has increased their financial profits, what was it, like fivefold, tenfold? Mm. Like, they are beyond worth what we paid for them, is basically what he said. So anybody thinking that Peacock deal isn't doing well, he sucked Vince's dick publicly. So,
dude, imagine if you got a call, or you, not even a call. Let's just say you saw a thing, like an advertisement or, you know, whatever on your fucking newsfeed. And it said, McDonald's, come work for 30 hours and we'll give you a shirt and a hat.
Right.
For free. Yeah. If you we'll give you a free shirt and a hat.
But they
you
do
mean
that.
Like a job? You mean like a job?
And I love Nick, because Nick points out, he's like, they've been doing this for years. I'm like, I know. Me and Joey even talked about this in private. I'm like, dude, companies do this shit all the time. All the fucking time. This is not new for any company. It's just when you weigh out the fact that they've cut so many people. Hey, do you think Braun Strowman would be a better greeter or a photographer? I'm not really sure.
Hey, but you know what you do? You send all these fucking NXT guys that are going to be there that you're not paying for, or you're paying to do nothing.
Right.
Why don't they work the fucking line?
I mean, that would be smart, right?
In 5 years, we might bring them up to the main roster. If you remember that so-and-so took your picture in line at Access 5 years ago, does that change anything?
Dude, not even better really. Than that. Even better than that, instead of using the NXT staff that isn't coming up there, why not use all the NIL guys? Why not use all the college kids that you're paying to be a part of the NIL program? Have them come down.
I don't know, because this took me a lot of effort. Why don't you Google what the minimum wage is in Texas?
All right, let's take a look at that.
And then take a quick second and put together, once again, this is a $1 billion company. What's the minimum wage in Texas?
The minimum wage in Texas is $7.25.
How could they pull that? How could they manage?
Well, they do.
$7.25 an hour.
They give these people a t-shirt and a hat, Joey. Aren't you paying attention?
Oh, silly me. Because if you take the value of a t-shirt and a hat and you break it down by,
well, let's see,
25
t-shirt, official WWE t-shirt, that's probably about $30.
Uh-huh.
And then a hat is probably about, what, 25? Mm-hmm. So that's $55. Mm-hmm. And that's 55.
No. You're counting at what they might sell it for. I mean, like at cost.
Oh, so but the we t-shirt, don't. They don't do it by cost. Come on.
Oh, okay. Because I'm saying the profit. T-shirt's, what, $4? Hat's what, $6? Yeah.
Well, so then they'll work 1 hour. But no, if you do 55 divided by 7.25, that means Every employee is expected to work 7.5 hours, which coincidentally, that's the same amount that the government expects you to work if you want a half-hour lunch. Which you have to pay for. WWE doesn't have that covered.
This is real bad. This is really, really bad. And I know you've said this, and you know other people are like, well, it's kind of like being an intern or whatever. I'm like, yeah, you don't get, do you get credits? This is a college thing? Does this,
right.
Dude. Even if it was something like this, can you put this on a resume? Like
Kim Kardashian has an ad out right now trying to hire interns.
Wow. People. Fuck that, dude. Fuck these people. And it's, and it goes down to like with her, like in her mind, she's saying, yeah, you can come be an intern for me. You know what, Mish? I'll go as far as to say that makes more sense. Then whatever the fuck this, yeah, yeah.
It's because not an intern for her company. Let me clarify. We're not talking about an intern for all the Kim Kardashian line clothes and fucking perfumes and everything else like that. No, no, an intern for Kim Kardashian herself on the reality show.
Right, but it, at least in that sense, that can translate into some networking, some meeting people. You could make money. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, at least that gives you, like, here's the thing, and I've talked about this on every level. It's at least there's some proximity to that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, yeah, you're working for fucking Kim Kardashian to getting her coffee and fucking, but like, hey, there's a chance that if you're a, you know, want to be a designer or you're a makeup artist or something, you do have the chance to meet these other people around you who are making millions and fucking billions of dollars. Hey, so at least that is something, you know?
Let me throw something positive out there about this before I even get into the other spiel.
Okay.
Look at it like this. If you want to be a part of this, but there's absolutely no way for you to make it down to WrestleMania and do this at Access, just put it on your resume anyways. They don't fucking know. Just say you were there.
I suppose, but who are they going to contact?
Like, you know
who's,
what?
Who's your contact?
If you really want to sell it, you just buy your own WrestleMania hat, right? Buy a WrestleMania shirt. Wear it on your resume. So I was there.
Who's the contact? Vince McMahon.
Yeah, no, just go something. John Thomas.
So, I don't know, man. I look at this and it just makes me feel fucking sick. Like, I just feel gross looking at this. And yeah, like I said, from just the perspective of wrestling, just even from the perspective of just like everyday, right? Like going through this list, you get entry into a raffle for Monday Night Raw tickets. A raffle?
A raffle. Ooh. Yeah, now, they can't even afford to give all the people they hire their own Raw ticket.
Like a Raw ticket. A ticket to fucking Raw. They can't throw them a ticket to Mania. You have 200,000 of them. 200,000 tickets you have to sell. You ain't going to sell them. And then on top of that, you have all of these tickets to sell, and you have all these people that if you gave them even whatever, just an average row, let's say.
Yeah.
A very average row or two.
Give them nosebleeds. Give them the fucking bleediest of noses.
Right, right. But here's the, don't even give them the shittiest seats. Just give them mediocre seats, right? And then if it comes down to it where you don't fill it on the floor, then you move those motherfuckers down, free seat fillers, and then those people walk away feeling good. They go, wow, yeah, I worked for free for WWE or whatever, and I did that thing. But guess what? I walked away. You know, they fucking upgraded me, and I'm sitting on the floor at WrestleMania. So even though you're still, as a company, getting over on these people on a level – at least they're not walking away feeling like they got fucked. At least nobody's walking away from this feeling like they got fucked.
Joe, you're really missing the point here. WrestleMania t-shirt, WrestleMania hat,
I know. A hat and a shirt. By the way, both of these hats and shirts will be on sale on WWE Shop Zone for 75% off 2 weeks after WrestleMania.
Let me ask you in the chat this question. So, are they expected to wear that hat and shirt during their work experience?
Yeah, that's why they're giving it to them. That's what, Miss, you think they're giving them that? That's like I said, this is like McDonald's saying, come work at McDonald's and we'll give you a McDonald's shirt. Oh, holy moly. Thank you. Lucky me. Like, we'll provide here at Walmart, we'll provide you with a fucking name tag. Wow.
This
is the best.
It's smart because WWE and their dais, the dais of people that are in charge of this, know 100% that all of these positions will legitimately be filled by the fans that they're exploiting. They know it. The only thing that honestly is kind of odd to me is the photographer.
Yeah, the greeter didn't jump out to me.
Right, right. That's kind of like a fuck you to people that actually do photography for a living. Even if all it is grabbing somebody's phone and clicking the fucking button, you think that you would have somebody with a little bit of a background.
Well, not even just, you know, oh, we should hire a professional photographer. By the way, a good thing WWE is bringing all this, you know, we're going to bring all this money to your town by begging for volunteers that we can't pay minimum wage. Okay, cool, that's nice. Ta-da! This is what... Oh, yeah, we'll come to your... You know what we're going to do? We're going to come to your city and take advantage of the fans and take advantage of people who, by the way, more than likely are already out of work, underpaid, and gas is $5 a gallon. So they're going to fucking drive to this building to do what? To stand around and get nothing out of it for free.
Wow. You know what? I didn't even think of it like that because not everybody that's going to this thing is going to be at WrestleMania. They're not going
They're not even allowed. They're not even going to give them a ticket to go.
Right. Right.
Mish, if you are a worker on a wrestling show, whatever it might be, if you're a fucking, you know, a ref, you're a ring announcer, you're a, you know, wrestler, whatever. Right. And you bring your girlfriend or you bring whomever, a good friend of yours, to ride along with you and they rip tickets at the door. The promoter doesn't look at you and say, thank you for ripping tickets. We'll enter you into a raffle to win a ticket to the next show. They go, hey, all right, you watch the fucking show. Like, they're contributing to the show. They're in this instance, too, with the photographer. Yeah, you're making them big money. You're paying $300, $500. How much money are these people paying to meet a Sheamus?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And Undertaker, too.
And imagine you're paying $1,000 or more to meet the Undertaker, and the person that's taking the fucking picture
has their thumb over the lens.
Yeah, is a volunteer that's not getting paid.
Right. Oh, well, it gets even better because you have to really circle around not just the photography part, but prop handling. So you're telling me that Andre the Giant's boots are going to be held by some guy named Sticky Bob who's got nacho cheese dripping from his lips and he's showing it off to people.
Do you know what prop handling is a nice way of saying too in this situation? Yeah. I've been around wrestling long enough to know this fucking trick. You're setting up chairs. You're putting things together. You're breaking things down. You're doing union work.
Right, right.
For free. Mm-hmm. This is fucking gross.
This is hilarious. Gross. It's hilarious because it shows me on, like, I understand as far as the humanitarian side of this, it is an unethical proposition. I totally agree with you and I agree with other people. However, it's this level of cutthroat, it's this level of exploitation that makes WWE record income every fucking year. They keep raising the ante and lowering the bar. That's what they are the kings of. They raise the ante. Every fucking year they do better than the last, Joey. That's what they've been doing.
And then one of the main things that I think bugs me about this is, yeah, you sit there and you go, well, if we put this into wrestling terms, still, carny shit, whatever, blah, 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 blah. These people don't want to be wrestling. They don't want to be wrestling.
Right.
It's wrestling when it's convenient. And it's not wrestling when it's convenient. But at the end of the day, this is fucking screwed up, dude.
Oh, yeah.
This is really fucking screwed up. And also, and I said this to you, I go, this is a snapshot. This is the most perfect embodiment. This is a 2 or 3 paragraph, not even explanation, as to why people will cut their hand off at the behest of AEW. Because
yeah, but they're just as guilty. And I wanted to throw this because when they were, and you know this firsthand, when they were running All In, we don't have to go down the Conrad saga, do we? Where they were actually charging podcasters to promote their event.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That was gross.
And that's fucked up and that's gross. And in the confines of it, it's really, really bad. And we're talking about Conrad, who probably made a couple thousand, but he made, WWE's making a little bit more money off this.
No. You can't compare the money. I mean, the fact that AEW won't do this is more because what did you say? You said that AEW would at least give those fucking people a ticket.
And they'd at least give them a ticket. They'd have Sting walk out there, shake hands. Sure. And Darby, go out there and take pictures with these people. And they'd walk away feeling like they got something.
And I agree with you. Yeah. But AEW is worth much less than WWE is. It's a fact.
And you're right. It is clearly worth less. But at the same time, this is why people are trying to will this into existence, that there's a real competition and they're going to fucking catch up to him and everything. Because after years of being treated like whatever the fuck this is by WWE, of course they want to fucking root for this other guy. Because Tony Khan, still, whatever you want to say, not a particularly fucking great businessman, clearly. Not necessarily the most socially apt guy.
Yeah, he's got issues.
Not always the best at presenting himself.
Yeah.
But I would go as far as to say he at least understands, and maybe this is where the part of his brain goes to because he is a mark. He knows what he would give these people in that instance to walk away feeling like what they did was worth it to them.
Dude, this guy's afraid of what his employees think about him. Of course he's going to bend over backwards for some random fan. He bends over backwards for them on social media. Tony Khan, it's not even just a mark. Tony Khan needs attention. He needs your love to feel validated. So when people want to make the comparison between Tony Khan, who's direly needing a hug in his life, versus Vince McMahon, no one can touch me, no one can get near me, I don't even read the internet, of course there's going to be a different play when it comes to how they make their money and how they treat their fans. Got it, like-
Wrestling Soup, motherfucker.
The fact that WWE is doing this is exactly like even Cal said. Target and Walmart do these exact things. It's retail culture. Dude, I worked for Best Buy. And when I was working at Best Buy, you would set up other stores. Dude, I did it at Radio Shack for no fucking money. I would go into another store. We would rip down all the fucking shelves. Yes. We would take everything down. And you're not getting shit. You know what you're getting? You're getting a pizza. You're getting a fucking pizza. That's what you're getting. Hey, and it's team building work, guys. That's what we're doing here. It's team building. It is absolutely retail culture. And sadly, this doesn't make it right. And that's why I agree with you on the unethical part. And I totally agree with why people would be absolutely upset at this. But it's something that corporations have been doing forever.
Well, it's still, and this is the constant comparison that I will make between these two companies probably from now until something changes. God only knows what it might be. But there is no middle bowl of porridge. There needs to be somewhere between a guy running a company that's like, I'm sorry, do you like me? And emotional indentured servitude. There needs to be a middle ground between that somewhere.
Now, let me throw this out there, because I don't want you to go too far with this, because I want to put in reality into effect of this. This is what WWE is promising based upon their poster, right? Now, for people like the greeter, for people like photo op, I assume, and this is just a general thought, That photo op person, the person taking all the photos for all these different people in their lines and stuff like that, is probably going to get multiple photos with the person they're taking photos with. And I don't mean with somebody else. I mean just them themselves. You know what I mean? Right. I think that the wrestlers in this case would absolutely be like, hey, dude, let's take a couple photos together.
Well, you'd hope.
It would be really, yeah. See, that would be really weird if they didn't. And right. I imagine that there's also probably conversation. I've seen it before. I've seen it with the Bellas. I've seen it with Cena, where they're doing the photo ops and the signings and shit like that. And they're talking to the photographer. They're shooting the shit with them. So you're expecting that there's going to be some level of human communication between you and a superstar.
Yeah,
it's not on. It's not on paper. But come on, you're working with somebody for 4 hours. You're not going to say hi to them or something, you know? It's just
no,
weird.
No, I get what you're saying, but that, like I said, goes right back to emotional indentured servitude, where it's like, you come and do this. It's one thing when you say to somebody, come overpay for a ticket to a show because it's WrestleMania,
yeah,
and you remember watching WrestleMania as a kid, and now your dad's fucking passed away, and you remember when you and your dad used to sit around and you'd get dominoes and what. That's one thing.
Right.
It's another thing entirely to say to a person, here is legitimate, unionized, fucking grown up,
I know.
Fucking drive to the building labor.
What this screams to me, though, is legality. That's what this screams to me. Them just getting the fucking hat and the t-shirt and with the positions, that just screams legality. Like, this is the bare minimum of what you're going to experience if you work with WWE. The reality is, I don't doubt that they're probably going to talk to somebody in WWE, one of the talents, especially if they're working in the photo area. I don't doubt that there's going to be food and drink passed around. I know we joke about there's not even pop or water. Dude, it's going to be a hot ass Texas fucking day. They're going to be passing out refreshments and making sure everybody's kind and helpful. And I'm sure there's going to be so many people that you're probably not going to work long either. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of trade-off. It's not like these people are going to be working 8 hours straight in the demonizing fucking heat of Texas. Like, I know what they're saying on this poster. And when Cal even says, like, this is all retail shit. Dude, I fucking read it. I've done retail for over a fucking decade, from a lowly goddamn sales associate and stalker to a fucking manager. I know the fucking procedures that they're doing with this. This is all doublespeak. And considering it's right. WWE, of course it's doublespeak. This is what they can absolutely promise you. What they're showing you here. But how many times is your hat going to get signed for free? How many times is your shirt going to get signed for free? You know what I mean? Like, there's just little other things.
You know what? Maybe that's the thing. Maybe they'll, you do, you, I don't know. Maybe there is some sort of weird culture of fan that follows them around to the manias and volunteers.
It's like the
this.
Street teams, isn't it? Like, back in the day with street teams, like TNA used to do it, where TNA would have guys go out, like, let's say fucking Chicago, and they'd put up all these posters and they'd fucking laminate it up against walls and shit like that, or stick them on fucking light posts and shit. And then afterwards, you know, they did get to meet people. They did get autographs. They did get to hang out with Dixie Carter and Taz.
And maybe, like I said, the glass half full version of this is there is a fandom. Maybe there is a fan base. Maybe there are people where, like you said, maybe they bring the big WWE book that's got, you know, the legacy book where it's got every single guy's picture in it or whatever. I don't remember the name of the book, but I've seen them at almost every indie show I've ever been to.
Yeah, you know,
like where they got, maybe they do. They say, okay, you can walk around and you can get your signatures from them and you fill your book and you feel good about it. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the glass half full way of looking at it.
It is. It's definitely the way that I see that this is, but you're totally right. Because, and I guarantee you, this is all they're accountable for. It is totally exploitive because what they're putting on this poster is the bare minimum that you're going to get instead of $7.25 an hour.
It is totally
a bad look. And I fucking agree with you, but even still, you know what? And I wouldn't even be surprised if that raffle, you know what that raffle really is? The people that bleed WWE the hardest during this event are going to be the ones that get those tickets. The ones that are like super fans and they're getting the fucking crowd pumped up and they're out barking and shit like that. And they're bringing more people into the photo op or the prop. You know what I mean? Like, those are the people that they're going to be like, yeah, they won the raffle. They won the raffle.
Oh, I was so good for you, master. Can I just get a free ticket to Raw? Come on. I got the people in line real good for you. Come on. This is wrong. It's wrong. It's not an okay thing to do. Here's some free tickets because you did such a, you were such a good boy helping the people out, getting them excited to spend hundreds of dollars on pictures that you're taking for free.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Yeah. It's not okay. And dude, this
this is Long Island IC Zack Ryder, and I want a big bowl of wrestling soup. Woo, 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 you know it.
My buddy Vince, who lives in Dallas, is listening right now, and he sent me this thing. He goes, there's multiple wrestling schools within a short driving distance from this place. All they'd have had to have done was contact these wrestling schools and say, you come here, you come work access, you volunteer, you know, you still get the fucking shirt and hat. How kind of them. And at the same time, then maybe what we'll do is we'll have someone sell, look at you work out in the ring or something.
Let me see here.
Throw him a fucking bone.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe WWE doesn't want to deal with people on that level. Maybe they don't want to deal with people outside of their company. And I'm going to say this.
This is just good practice, though, because who knows if, you hire fucking, or you hire, you have 60 guys show up and you say, yeah, you volunteer to do access or whatever. And then you send whatever fucking coach to watch these kids go work out in a ring. Maybe you find a diamond.
All right. Let me think on a legal term for a moment. I mean, I would love if we had Jeff here for a second, but we don't. So on a legal term, you have people in your industry training at whatever schools that Vince has or whatever Vince knows of, you know, right? And you have them all of a sudden able to put WWE on their resume. Do you think that there may be some chance that WWE finds that even if they weren't stepping into a WWE ring and they were doing everything that was on the poster and that's it, that there's some kind of a liability because they're in the same industry versus someone who has no attachments to the wrestling industry or WWE other than being a fan coming in and doing volunteer work? Do you think that there's more of a liability for the people that are in the industry versus not?
No, because they're all going to sign the same fucking paper. They're all going to sign the same thing that says, if Mish, they have guys work out in the ring.
Let's say,
every city in America, dude, they have this happen in every city in America.
All right, let me throw out a horrible situation in order to complement what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's say Great Fali, right? Great Fali is training in Texas, and he goes to the WWE Access, and he does a day of taking photo ops from, like, top of the headshots. And when he's done, he goes on his LinkedIn and he says, yeah, not only do I work for this Texas promotion, but I also did a day with WWE. And then he flapjacks somebody to death. Great Fali does. And do you see what I'm saying?
But man, once again, this is what they do with indie talent in every city in America. Indie talent in every city gets called in to be an extra.
Yeah.
On every single show.
But in the public, though?
Well, I should say every Raw, every SmackDown. I don't know for how shows.
But we're talking about the public. We're not talking about standing in line for CM Punk's entrance.
Right. Well, that's it. Well, Mish, for the public, yeah. I mean, if they say, hey, I got paid $7.25 an hour to go work the volunteer line at it, it's like if they go and fucking eat their neighbor, like, they're not going to get mad at the guy that hired the dude at Chipotle.
Yeah, but you know they're going to fucking... That's what I'm saying, though, but WWE's name could be dragged through something.
Yeah, but you could, but that's, they're an employer, like a part-time employer at that point. Like I said, you know, nobody's sitting there going, who is it? Like, you know, like John Wayne Gacy. What the fuck? No one's sitting there like, you hired him as a birthday clown? You monster?
Well, but that's what I'm, look, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, do you think a legal branch of WWE came up with that type of a scenario and they don't want that kind of attachment for people that deal with the public? When you're talking about somebody coming out there and jobbing to the Omos fucking, you know, jobber match of the week, that's one thing. You know, when you're talking about somebody that's dealing with the public on a personal level like this, I wonder, that, and that's all I'm throwing out there, would legal see that as a problem? And maybe this is why, instead of using the outside sources of wrestling schools around there, shit, I personally think that your first idea was best. When they should have used NXT talent or use NIL talent. I think you hire in-house before you go out of house.
Yeah.
But well, for whatever reason. Well,
God forbid you put these people to work.
Right, right. You but know? That's what I'm saying. Is like, but for whatever reason, they're not doing that. And I imagine it's probably because they're expected to pay the travel expenses for the people that are coming. So like the NIL program, I think it's a great idea because it's all these college kids that are going to be a part of WWE and they're funding them. But I bet if they were to come to Access, they would be expected to pay their own way.
Right. Right. Or which, by the way, that's what happens in wrestling all the time. That is part of paying your dues.
But fans don't give a shit. For fans, WWE doesn't care how you get there. You want the job, you show up. If you're a local to Texas, great. If you come from Cleveland, Ohio, great. It doesn't matter to them where you come from.
No. But, well, of course not. But what it still ultimately is them putting out this fucking cattle call to do this, yeah, is them basically, in a way, taking advantage of the fan that might not even be able to afford a ticket to Mania.
That's so sad. That honestly is the saddest fucking, you're dead on. That is the saddest fucking thing. That somebody can't even afford WrestleMania and this is their way to get close to it. I agree with you there. That's heartbreaking. But WWE doesn't give a shit about
no,
that.
No, they don't. And I know they don't. And I understand someone would say, well, it's still a fucking business thing. Or blah, 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 blah. But
me? Still, yeah, I know.
$1 billion company. Like, pay the $7.25 an hour. Hey, you know what? Go crazy. Give them $10 an hour.
Right.
You know? Let's, you know, big baller style. Either do that, or like I said, this is what you call the fucking indie guys in for.
Oh, totally.
This is what you call those dudes for. You say, hey, show up. And I'll give you one last story till we talk about, the amazing Butch there. I had a friend of mine that I sent this to earlier. He was listed a little while ago. Of course, now I'm going to mention his name. So I think he's out of the fucking chat. But, my buddy Nick, he said to me, he goes, I used to go and get into Patriots games for free because what would happen was if there was a big snowstorm, they would say the first 1,000 people show up with their shovel and help us clean out the stands. We'll give you a fucking free ticket to the game.
Oh, nice.
So if the NFL was willing to say to people, hey, come give us a hand and shovel and we'll give you a $200, $300 ticket to a New England Patriots game. I think WWE can say, hey, if you're going to do organized labor for us for what, a day, 2 days, maybe throw you a fucking Mania ticket.
Modern problems call for modern solutions, Joe.
Modern problems call for modern slavery. Wrong. It's wrong.
It is unethical, but it's a practice that's been in place for at least a few decades now that I can.
Yeah, there was a lot. That's very similar to the practice I was just talking about too. That'd been around a long time too. That doesn't make it good either.
Oh my god,
it's wrong. It's just wrong. And you know what? Like I said, if we're gonna come on here, we'll say this. You know, AEW has a problem with this. They're doing this, that. This is an instance where I would instantly say, I guarantee you they would do right by people way more than
yes.
And this is the type of shit that drives them into the fucking hands of anything that AEW does. And that's why they turn on the TV and they watch the fucking Young Bucks do cartwheels, and you could put fucking Gwen Stefani music videos in the background, and it would be the same fucking thing.
Just because Tony Khan's a nice guy isn't the reason AEW fans watch AEW. Come on now.
What happens after somebody gets out of a relationship with an abusive person?
They go to WWE?
Well, no, they're fine with being with somebody who's just nice.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they have feelings for them.
But yeah, what happened to Dixie Carter? What happened to Lucha Underground? What happened to all these other promotions that were upstarts that had a fucking name and a little bit of swagger? They were nice people too, in comparison to the business monolith, the fucking megapolis that is WWE. You know,
I'm smelling a hint of Kane to your statement.
Oh, no.
Mitch make right.
But I don't think it's right. I just think it's the way it is.
No, you're right. I believe me. I know you're right. It's just it still doesn't.
I know.
It still shouldn't change somebody's mental and emotional reaction to seeing something like this and know that it's fucking not OK.
Honestly, I just want to pay attention to this story specifically. Because once WrestleMania is over, I want to see if we can find some of the people that work the Access show and see what their experience is. Is it closer to what the poster says, where it's just this is all it is and then you get the fuck out? Or is it closer to what I was talking about, where they actually had a good time, they were interacting with people, they got food, maybe they even got autographs and signatures on their shit? You know, like, I just can't. For WWE proposing this family-friendly environment, I just can't believe that it would be so cut and dry for volunteers. And they're volunteers. And you treat volunteers nicer than you do paid employees. Paid employees are expected to do the job and then get the fuck out. Volunteers, even for a t-shirt and a hat, you treat those people nicer. They get benefits. So the idea that they're going to get nothing but a raffle ticket and a fucking couple of pieces of merch, that's just awful if that's the way it is.
Like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that we hear from somebody and they were like, it was a great time. Me and my brother went and did it. And we were planning on going to Mania anyways, and we filled up our autograph book. And even then, I'll still say, well, they probably should pay people to do work because, you know, that's the whole point of it. But I would like to know that the people that are walking away aren't feeling like they got fucked over.
Right.
That to me, and maybe that's the person they're looking for anyways, is the exact person that if you give them that bottle of water, they're like, this was the greatest experience of my life.
Yeah.
Someone was kind enough to give me a free bottle of fucking Evian and I am over the moon. That's all I needed.
Oh, the meet and greet stuff is happening, Nick. I mean, that's what they're literally hiring for, is photographers. They want people to, you know, carry people's phones and stuff. Maybe it's not going to be a long-term meet and greet. Like, I don't know if they're probably rushing through so many people as well. But, yeah, it's definitely happening. You're not hiring photographers for nothing.
So, no.
Or hiring. Well, you know.
Hiring.
So. You're listening to Wrestling Soup.
Speaking of hiring, Butch on the SmackDown, he debuted Petey. Isn't that what they're going to call him now? Petey Butch? They said that it's only his nickname now, so it's Petey Butch.
It's Petey Butch.
Petey Butch.
No, it's not Petey Butch, is it?
No.
All right, because I was... All right. Is it Bush? Is it Butch? Is it Pete? Is it Pete Butch? What is it? Do we have an official?
It's supposed to be Pete Butch Dunn.
Pete Butch Dunn.
Yes.
And to be honest with you,
the funny thing is that he is a relative of Kevin Dunn. That's the rumor. Oh. And I love it. I love if that was true.
Do you know what? I kind of just like, I saw people like, you're just going to call him Butch? What's Butch? I'm like, at least Butch is like a man's name.
Right.
At least it's like a name. As opposed to, it's like, why would you call him that? I'm like, well, okay, well, let's run through some one name wrestlers going on right now.
Yeah.
You got what? You got a Madcap. Is that what he's going on? His first name's Madcap.
Yeah.
You had a guy named Riddick. Omos. You go over to AEW, you have what? Hook.
Yeah.
What other one name stupid names am I missing out on?
Omos.
You have a man whose first name is Happy. Omos. You have a man whose first name is Happy. Yeah, Omos is good. Like, right. At least that sounds like a big, scary guy. We have a Wardlow.
Yeah.
So is Butch really that bad? Like, I really don't think so. Like, to me, if that sounds like a man. Like, that sounds like a big... And maybe, like, I grew up just growing up in an area
and people were confused about it. But, I mean, like, he's hitched up with Sheamus. And the first thing I thought of when I saw the guy is, oh, WWE is going to take a little from Peaky Blinders. Have you ever watched the show Peaky Blinders?
I have not, but it sounds like something that would be a lot of like arm dancing and potentially anime. I don't know.
No, it's Sons of Anarchy for the Irish.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. Yes, it's okay. Sons of Anarchy for the Irish. There's a lot of gang shit. There's a lot of fighting. There's absolutely. It's basically about old world Ireland a bit. And that's what it is. And it's not bad. It's not a bad show. I think it went like 5 seasons.
Oh, okay. Somebody's posting. Diego's posting pictures for me now. All
it's
right.
English. It's cool. Not English, Richard.
Is it English? English? Irish?
No, it's Irish. Yeah.
English? Well, you'd understand. I'm also not going to have a problem with the name Butch because I have an aunt I haven't seen in over 20 years. And she was engaged to a guy named Butch. So I grew up having a guy I called Uncle Butch. And he was just a big, dumb Irish guy.
Right.
And I thought, I was like, oh, Uncle Butch is the man. So to me, like, yeah, growing up in this area too, like you're around these Irish people, you're around Italian people.
Yeah.
There's some names that you hear and people are like, whoa, that's fucking weird. I'm like, no, I legitimately just think of a guy that just works construction and wears Carhartt. And like, that's not strange to me. And
no.
If that's the presentation of him, like I said, this is a company where there's a man whose first name is Happy.
Right.
Like, I'll take a Butch. That's not a
Butch
problem.
The name is fine. And the whole getup, I think, is fine. I think people are losing their minds over nothing. You know who I really want to hear? I would love to hear the boys over at AWP, Alleged Wrestling Podcast. They're all Irishmen.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they're at least familiar with Peaky Blinders. And even that lifestyle, or that, I should say, that the clothing choice and the visual of Pete Dunne coming out as Butch is probably kind of pro to them. And it makes sense with Sheamus. It's not like they paired him up with fucking Happy Corbin, you know?
And by the way, like, people being like, look what he's wearing for clothes. I'm like, he's supposed to be a little shit kicker, Irish guy, right. And his name's Butch. Speaking of a Wardlow, you have a guy whose name is Wardlow, and he's supposed to be a monster, and he comes out with a man bun and dresses like Fandango. So how about you get on that shit where it's like, that's like if the warlord came out dressed for golf. Like, why does no one have that fucking conversation?
Right.
Like, oh, look at him. He's supposed to be a little shit kicking Irish guy and he's wearing that. Yeah, that makes sense. Like, that's fine. That goes with his gimmick.
Yeah.
If anything, if his name was Butch and he came out, I don't know, wearing a fucking tutu or something, you'd be like, well, is that supposed to be ironic?
Like Big Vito, when Big Vito came out wearing a dress? Yeah, that was very off.
Well, that was awkward. Supposed to be to fuck with him, but it was also, yeah. Well, that was it. It was supposed to be fucking with him and be strange. Like, oh, look, we're going to, because this guy is this macho guy backstage.
Oh, shit. Didn't the fucking Headbangers used to do that too? It Mosh and?
Mosh and Thrasher.
Thrasher, yeah.
They would wear the kilts, they would wear skirts, and that was like a part of their gimmick, obviously. But this is what's funny to me, where it's just, oh, what the fuck is... So you're going to send him out there as Pete Dunne in his little outfit? Like,
right.
If anything,
I thought it added personality. Because, look, Pete Dunne's been out there for a while, he has the thick accent and such. Why not pair him up with a guy and give him a little personality? Right. That's what it is. It's just WWE trying to give the guy a little personality.
And WWE, by the way, trying to and this is what I've said for a long time, is like, can we connect the dots on some of these people where it's just like they'll show up and you're like, hey, what's going on? And you're like, why are you here? Like, it's just like, oh, well, you know, I'm just here now. It's like, okay, do you know somebody? Do you have some sort of connection within the company? Like, they even did you a solid when they, back in the day, they brought in Batista as fucking Devon's evil prayer guy. At least they tried.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a reason for these people to show up instead of it's just like, hello, I am wrestler. But not really. I am superstar. Like, what? Why are you here? What?
I am wrestler. Ta-da! Sorry.
I am wrestler. Here I am. Like, at least it needs to attempt to make sense. Yeah. If Pete Dunne just showed up as a guy that's 5'6", homely, with a weird fucking haircut and a bathing suit, he'd be Taz. Just kidding. No, not really kidding, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to have something.
No, I totally agree. I think people are just taking this one a little too far. I think Butch is fine. I have no problems with the Peaky Blinders references, at least visually. And the fact that you're talking about somebody that really isn't known to be this glaring charismatic force, the fact that since he can't do it on the mic, since he's not the guy to sit there and really captivate people with his flowery words, then do it visually. Make him look like he's part of the set. Make him be a guy that's with Sheamus. Because, I mean, I don't know. That's an attempt of using a guy's absolute in-ring ability and trying to make him something else.
Look, well, what he should want to do is be the WWE champion. That's everybody's role now. Yeah. That's the way that a lot of fans perceive this. If they're not going into the company in the semi-main event by week three, they're being treated like shit. Yeah. By the way, a lot of these same fans would probably also sign up for this Access Superstore. So
hey, I worked for free for fucking 35 hours.
Get you free hats and t-shirt, folks.
Yeah, I'll work for free for an entire day, but don't you dare treat Muhammad, what's his name, fucking Ali, dude, Ridgeland. Don't treat him poorly by not pushing him five times and then pushing him five times.
Mustafa Ali,
yeah, Jesus Christ. But that's what I'm saying, like, there's this thought that every single human being that needs to fucking go through the doors is going to be the main event. And if they're not, WWE has done wrong by them. Mm-hmm. He's, like I said, he's a 5'6" homely guy who does little spots and, you know, I'm going to stretch you. Like, what's the ceiling on that? Not very high. So he gets to be Butch. He gets to be a henchman.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fucking fine.
And you know what he gets out of this right now? You know, he's going to WrestleMania.
Right.
You know, he's going to WrestleMania. He might even get a free hat.
I hope Butch gets a free hat, too.
Maybe he'll even win the raffle for Raw.
I love that, too, if they put this fucking fake raffle together and then the winner is like somebody that works within the company's like nephew or something. Like they fucking still rig it. How about I'm sorry. Just give him the fucking ticket. Dude, if anybody that's listening to this is working within this company and has any sort of fucking say, and I know somebody saying, why would you ever think that would happen? Blah, blah, blah. Trust me, there's people that are fucking paid and assigned
listen
to wrestling podcasts within these companies. Trust me.
I didn't even throw this out there until now, but wouldn't it really suck if, and I guess suck or not suck, it really depends on your viewpoint. Somebody that's working for Access actually has WrestleMania tickets, right? So they go to WrestleMania and their flight is on Monday morning and they win the Raw tickets. Now what do they do?
Hey, that might be their only chance to get some money out of this thing.
Oh, well, maybe.
It's to turn around and fucking sell them.
Oh, but they have to lose their ticket. They have to go buy a new plane ticket.
No, it was, man, I don't know. That fired me the fuck up. That really,
it was great.
Really,
it was fucking great. Yeah. Much love to everybody showing up in the chat. Thanks for this impromptu, Frank and Gus. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
And thank you. And by the way, make sure, WrestleMania season is upon us, so there'll be more shit coming down the pipe. I'm sure we'll find out some more interesting things about WWE.
We did forget. And you know what? Diogo did bring up something we can throw out there. Sammy... He doxed his phone number on SmackDown. He got it doxed by Johnny Knoxville.
Wait, which Sammy? Guevara or?
No, WWE. Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, okay. That was weird. All right. That's why I was confused. Johnny Knoxville posted his phone number by accident?
No, on purpose. And it works too. Like you can call it and there's a voicemail.
Oh, that's not real. Come on.
Oh, I know it's not. I don't know. Yeah. But I did think it was kind of funny. It was an interesting lure. And yeah, it's interesting to see because I am more curious because the voicemail box is full. I saw DT try calling it the other night and I actually kind of laughed because DT almost doxed himself. Because, you know, it goes through the voicemail box and he called the first time and Sammy has a thing there where he's like, oh, leave a massage, you know, when you call me, blah, blah, blah. And it says the voicemail box is full. And DT's like, or it says, do you want like an SMS message? And DT's like, yeah, sure. I'll put in a SMS message. So you want the message sent to 131. Whoa, shit. Jesus.
Do you know what's funny? You know what? I'm just glad that they're saving all of these creative ideas for guys that were getting kicked in the nuts with Bam Margera. I'm just glad. Like, we can't do this with any of those actual supposed talent that are going to remain. No, we got to do, hi, this is me. It's Johnny Knoxville. And I'm going to set my dick on fire. Yeah. Like, we better pull out the big guns creatively for the guy that is, you know, that's, you know, lets a beaver bite his dick. Like, that's,
you know what would be really interesting though? Could you imagine them doing this with Vince McMahon's voicemail? Can you imagine? And if they found a way to not have the mailbox fill up, like they had somebody working on downloading and clearing out that voicemail box by, I don't know, by the fucking hour, if not even sooner than that. Could you imagine the voicemails that Vince McMahon's quote unquote voicemail would get if they leaked that on television?
Well, that would be like what modern day Stone Cold Steve Austin would do, right? Wouldn't that be what it was? He's like, hey, Vince, I'm going to give everybody your phone number. Don't do that. God damn it. Don't give him my goddamn phone number.
I would love to hear that. You know, it would be psychotic. It would be psychotic. It wouldn't even be normal voicemails. It wouldn't even be like, hey, Vince, I'm a fan of the WWE. Thank you very much for all that you've done, blah, blah, blah. It would be, you ruined wrestling. I'm going to find you and kill you, you motherfucker.
Homeland Security should have asked them to run that fucking storyline, huh? That would You see them, they're like, perfect. We have plenty of people to add to the watch list this year.
WWE can clear out the school shooter list in one Raw.
And 1 2-minute segment on Raw to handle it. But yes, by the way, just so you know, yeah, WrestleMania season is upon us and you, and it's coming from all angles. So you should sign up for the Patreon. And if you don't want to sign up for the Patreon, what you can do is volunteer to fix Mish's car. We'll include a t-shirt.
I'll give you a t-shirt and a sticker.
We'll enter you in for a month of our Patreon. Yeah.
And I will give a little love to a few of the people like Tori and a few others that have actually sent me information on the car and some of the best options that I have. So I really appreciate people looking out and just giving me a heads up on this stuff. So,
by the way, I need rotator cuff surgery. So if any of you are doctors and you're willing to do it for free, I'll include a raffle for 3 free months of the Patreon.
Yeah, right.
Jeez. I think that's a good deal, right? 3 free months and a shirt.
For a rotator cuff surgery, sure.
And a button.
Can we swing the button?
You want me to sweeten the deal real quick? 2 buttons.
Wait,
do we have 2 buttons left?
Do we have a kidney? Anybody got a kidney?
Honey, do we have 2 buttons left? 2 buttons.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Much love, everybody. Thank you.
Peace. Thank you. Piss, piss.
On the rap game and everyone in it. Okay, fuck a critic in your opinions if you're...